Thank you very much, Eric Valero in the Sportsplex. You know what we like to do at the top of the hour, Crowder?
Try to give away money.
You thought we forgot. Y'all thought we forgot we took like a month away from giving y'all money, but now we're back and we're doing it.
Who was that? Who made y'all must have forgot?
Jones Jr. Y'all must have forgot, Roy Jones Jr. Y'all must have forgot. How do you know that?
I don't know.
You don't know many songs. Out of all the songs, you know that one?
Actually, we interviewed him at Radio Row one time.
Yeah.
And yeah, he talked about fishing and stuff. So,
time for your chance to win $1,000. It's 560 WQAM's Training Camp 12 a days. Your chance. 12 times a day to take home $1,000. This is a tough word, man. Do you know how to spell it? Don't look at your sheet. Mm-hmm. This hour's code word is avocado.
A-V-O-C-A-D-O?
Yeah, you are correct.
It's really easy.
No chance you knew that, Valero.
I'm Latin. Of course I knew that.
But isn't it? It's phonetic, though. Avocado.
Avocado is the way most people will pronounce it, which is why I thought Valero would.
Y'all must have forgot!
How do you have Roy Jones Jr.?
I think Victor put that in.
Roy Jones Jr. fan. How on earth did you have that?
Y'all must have forgot.
That's crazy. It was for his interview.
It was for his interview.
Vic
That's the only reason
song
I know.
That's really funny. Text the word avocado, A-V-O-C-A-D-O, avocado.
Superfood.
To 72881, and you are registered. Text avocado. A-V-O-C-A-D-O to 72881 right now. If you don't win this time, your next chance will be the top of the next hour, about 4 o'clock. It's a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. My guess is if you're ever going to have extra chance, there's a word I'm looking for. I want to say expedited, but that's not the word I'm looking for. If you wanted increased odds in winning, I'm going to guess all across the nation, as hosts are giving out the word avocado right now, half the people listening are spelling it wrong. And so I think my guess is your chances increase this hour if you spell avocado correctly. A-V-O-C-A-D-O.
Avocados from Mexico.
Avocados from Mexico.
The millennials blew up avocados.
Oh, dude, they love avocado.
Avocado on toast?
Man, y'all eat the hell out of an avocado. I didn't hear about avocados until I was about 20 years old.
Because avocado, we use that, what, in guacamole?
Correct.
And the only other time I can recall using avocado is in sushi. A lot of times, you know, they'll have like salmon, cream cheese, and a little sliver of avocado.
Yep.
But man, these millennials, they love avocado. But put it anywhere.
They'd love it.
Superfood.
Put it on. Put it in a popsicle. Give me avocado.
There's avocado face mask.
Yeah, avocado.
Just rub. Y'all rub it all over y'allself.
I actually did a face mask over the weekend.
I saw it on Instagram.
For what?
I had to clean my pores.
This guy.
I had to clean my pores.
They were feeling bad for you. Feeling dirty on you.
I like smooth skin.
Don't hang out with me.
Still need your address, by the way, for the save the date.
You're too stalky. I don't want you to look at my back door and you're peeking in my yard late at night.
I
don't
need it. You have a gate.
Yes, I know, but you can look over. I don't like it.
You know what Valero did today? I Instagrammed this out, and it's gotten mad response from people. Valero was in here before you got here today. Big O's in Atlanta, so the studio's open, so we were sitting in here. And I Instagrammed out. He's eating a Butterfinger. He went to the vending machine and bought a Butterfinger. That's the worst choice. And if you're buying a candy bar, I can't think of a worse choice than a Butterfinger.
I think you're wrong on this, man.
I'm positive I'm right on this.
No, because honestly, I don't want to just take his back because he's crazy with this food. But if I wanted peanut butter and chocolate, I'd get a Reese's cup because it's real peanut butter. That Butterfinger inside is hard, orange crap.
All in your, like, you're still.
That's the only downside of it. It gets
well,
stuck
that's
in your
a pretty
teeth,
huge downside, wouldn't
tastes,
you think?
No,
it doesn't. I disagree. If you want the taste of, is it, I don't know if
is
it's,
it,
is it
I,
peanut
no, it's
butter?
Not, it's peanut
more
butter.
Like butter.
I just, whatever that is, a Reese's cup is way better for your body.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but they're too small. You get more bang for your buck with a Butterfinger.
I would imagine that you are still fighting with the Butterfinger in your mouth right now.
Yeah, I need a toothpick.
Yeah, see, I don't, you know, Crowder, he'll just use a piece of paper. His teeth are they're all messed up.
See, that's a positive of having big gaps in your teeth. You don't need no little itty-bitty flaws.
Use a remote control, whatever's handy. He flosses with the wire and the headphones.
There's a lot of stuff I can jam between my teeth that y'all can't. I just want to say it.
It's a peanut butter core.
It is peanut butter, man. Then why on earth would you not get the Reese's peanut butter cup?
Like I said, it's too small. They give you two little
pieces. You get two of them.
Yeah, but a Butterfinger is way bigger.
No.
Yeah.
I'm going to disagree with that. It's on Instagram. I've joined the world of Instagram. Radio Mark Hockman.
He's actually pretty good at Instagram.
Crowder's on it. Official Channing Crowder. And
Crowder, not so much.
Falero's on it. E-R-I-C-K-F-A-L-E-R-O. You can follow us all. But if you want to see the video of Falero here in the studio eating a Butterfinger. And then I'm like, dude, that's the worst thing that you could get out of it. I would walk away from a vending machine before I would eat a Butterfinger. I just don't like them. I think the whole concept of it getting caught in your mouth everywhere.
What would you rather have? Like a payday?
Yeah, I would absolutely rather have a payday
than
a Butterfinger.
You can have an Almond Joy, though.
Yeah, Almond Joy I wouldn't eat.
Almond Joy, man. Y'all put all these letters and try to make stuff sound important. It's Almond.
Isn't that what I'm saying? Almond?
Almond.
Isn't that what I'm saying?
Almond.
Almond Joy.
Almond Joy.
Almond Joy.
It's only one L, though.
Almond.
So it's like this is Al Harris.
No, it's almond.
Are you saying almond? Like Almond Brothers? Almonds?
It's a light L. Y'all use heavy. Y'all use heavy L's. Yeah, almond. It's a heavy L. Get your L a little lighter.
Almond Joy. I'm saying exactly what you're saying.
It's not almond. But honestly, I would say the Butterfinger is one of the worst candy bars ever.
It really is.
We used to eat the chocolate off the outside and throw that orange crap away.
It's the only way to eat a Butterfinger.
Why would you eat the
orange
crap?
I'm not even kidding you. That orange crap looks like it is what? Like nuclear waste.
And it's like layered and it chips and like peels off. It's
you know
nasty.
What they have in our vending machine downstairs in the candy bars?
What?
They have a 100 grand bar.
I've never had one of those.
That is a treat. Now, no vending machine has a 100 grand bar. You went to Butterfinger?
Yeah, I mean, I usually get a Snickers, but I've been having a Snickers too much, and I don't consider Snickers a candy bar. I think it's a protein bar. But I wanted to go Butterfingers.
Yeah, that's not even
a
joke.
Did you say Snickers is a protein bar?
He really believes that a Snickers is a protein bar, and I don't even know why. Like, why?
As nuts.
So?
Nuts is a source of protein.
Well, yeah, but so is peanut butter. Like, I mean, the logic is off on that.
No, but you can taste the nuts in Snickers.
So if there's protein, if there's a nut in anything, then it makes it a protein supplement?
So, in other words, if you have a peanut butter sandwich, are you having a protein sandwich?
It depends on how much bread there is.
I'm not even, we're not even joking, right? He really does consider a Snickers bar a protein bar. It's one of the weirdest little things that he's got going on, because sometimes I'll go to the gas station before I come in, and I always text everybody, anybody want anything from the gas station? And there are times where Falero will text, yeah, get me a protein bar. Which one? Snickers. And he's not even joking. It's so weird.
Have you seen the protein bars lately? It's chocolate and peanuts.
Well, I would say most people think that they're eating this healthy protein bar. They go to the checkout counter, and, you know, it's somebody who's 30 pounds overweight, and he doesn't care anything about diet or exercise, but they see protein bar. This is what they get at the gas station. They get a Mountain Dew energy drink. Right, because the one, you know, like what are the Mountain Dew energy drink called? Like
Kickstart. Or
yeah,
like
Kickstart.
That?
Yeah.
So they get a Mountain Dew Kickstart because that's healthy.
Yeah, it's like,
right.
It's like 9% juice. It got to be healthy.
Right,
yeah.
And then they get a protein bar that's a chocolate bar.
Yes.
Right. I mean, most of the protein bars are chocolate bars.
I've been on a diet for 3 weeks. I haven't lost any weight. Yes.
Right. What are you eating for lunch? Well, for lunch, I stop at Pollo Tropical. But I also get a little something to try to even it out. I get a protein bar and the Mountain Dew Kickstart. Huh? What protein bar are you getting? M&M's.
But they're peanut M&M's.
Peanut M&M's because that's really just chocolate surrounding protein.
Those are protein.
Those are protein nuggets.
Protein nuggets. Yeah, your body's going to be garbage.
Have you seen it?
Well, you're young now, man. That metabolism is going to slow down on you,
man. And I can attest to it, bro. I can attest to metabolism changing, man.
You were skinny back in the day?
I couldn't put a pound on. I'm telling you, I could eat whatever I wanted.
When did it hit?
I'm going to go like 35, 36, probably where you're getting right now.
I'm sneaking up on that.
Yeah.
But let me get 2-3 days of bad in, I'll gain 8 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, how the hell did I gain 8 pounds? a Friday night, Saturday night, if I don't eat, if I don't try to stay on top of
you
it.
You get to Monday.
And you're 8 pounds heavier.
Yeah.
Weirdest thing in the world. You're going to be so garbage in a couple of years. You won't be able to fit in that
chair. I'll change my dieting habits. No.
Yeah, everybody says that. As they're in line, as they're in line for that Mountain Dew energy drink.
And you're getting married, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, you're going to let it go. Because now I don't have to impress anybody.
You know what's funny? So I put on Instagram the video of him eating the Butterfinger. And his dad commented on it and wrote, "Eric, I thought you were on a diet." Which is so funny, man. And then he's like, "Thanks, Dad. Appreciate that."
You're not the guy that tells your family I'm on a diet.
You're obviously lying to everyone in your family. And then when you get out of their sight, you're eating everything in sight.
I just try to say, like, if somebody tries to force me to eat something, like, it's kind of not unhealthy. I'm just like, "Nah, I'm on a diet."
But if you're not on a diet, then you're lying.
Yeah, but I don't want it.
Just say no.
Nah, people understand, "Oh, you're on a diet. Oh, that's cool."
But you're a grown-up, man. No, I don't want no damn beanies and weenies.
You seen
get
how
out
I
of my
live.
Face.
You seen how I live.
Get out of my room.
Get out of my room. Now, I'm going to talk about real delicious food right now because it's Tucker Duke's lunchbox time.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, they're doing something special for the entire month. What month are we in? July?
July.
Every Tuesday is a Tucker Duke's Tuesday in July. So usually it's just the first Tuesday of every month, every Tuesday. So that means tomorrow it's Tucker Duke Tuesday, which means you can get a Tucker Duke burger for half price with the purchase of a beverage. That's every Tuesday at Tucker Duke's. You know, I talked about being on Instagram just a few moments ago. Tucker Duke's is very active on Instagram. It is the most mouthwatering Instagram site. Instagram account that
What's
you will ever be on.
What's the one they got where the cheese is poured?
The Big Hoss.
Oh, my goodness.
It's ridiculous.
It looks delicious, and I hope I get one soon.
There are people in line, though, that buy that as an energy drink at a convenience store, a cup of the cheese, and they drink it. And they go, "Well, I thought it was a protein drink."
That's going to be me.
But that Big Hoss at Tucker Duke's, man, ridiculous. If you're on Instagram, follow Tucker Duke's Lunchbox. You will not be disappointed. They are famous for their burgers, especially the Tucker Duke burger. Half-pound burger with American cheese piled high with onion rings and covered in their signature Tucker sauce. It's really amazing. Tucker Duke burger is so big, they hold it together with an actual steak knife. Or you could try one of their other burgers, the Sophia, that's an herb turkey burger. The Mondragon, 6 slices of bacon, fried egg, 2 slices each of American and cheddar cheeses, Tucker sauce, spring mix, and tomato. Their burgers are out of this world. And if you go to their Instagram account, you'll see the Big Hoss. Holy moly. You can try, they've got other entrees. They got kicking chicken and waffles, fried green tomato BLT. Look, everyone who goes to Tucker Duke's loves Tucker Duke's. And tomorrow, every Tuesday this month, is a Tucker Duke Tuesday. So go to their website, check out the amazing menu for yourself, tuckerdukes.com. They've got 2 locations in our area, Deerfield Beach, 1101 South Powerline Road, a block south of Southwest 10th Street where the Sawgrass ends, and they're in Boca at 1658 North Federal Highway, just north of Glades on Federal. Tucker Duke's Lunchbox. Check out their website now, tuckerdukes.com.
Y'all must have forgotten.
Radio.com.
Yes, a little bit of the Commodores for you on Sports and Music 560. Commodores, this incarnation of the Commodores without Lionel Richie. This is Night Shift on 560.
You still that. Got it, man.
I do. I can hit a post, man. It's my dream station.
This isn't Lionel Richie.
No, this is the Commodores after Lionel Richie had left.
Sounds like Lionel Richie.
Okay.
Got too famous?
Yeah.
And just hit it. Oh. Like Justin Timberlake and other little
and
white boys.
Sync and like Diana Ross and the Supremes.
Yep.
She was the first one. Like, she was like, like, "You guys ain't nothing." Goodbye.
When you start getting a pie and cutting it up in 5-6 pieces.
You're like, "Wait a second. Everyone's screaming my name."
This is my damn pie.
Can you name any other Commodores besides Lionel Richie?
Nope.
Neither can I.
That's a surprise that you can't.
Right? Neither can I.
No. I know the one guy with the mustache. Strong stash.
It's pretty safe answer for any. Oh, I remember the one guy with the mustache. Because at some point, everyone had a mustache at some point.
I try to do that with people, but it just doesn't work. When they're like, "Hey, you remember me?" I was like, yeah, you had on He had the long hair at the time, right? No, short hair my whole life. Yeah, but the orange.
You give
orange.
Them you give them though a few seconds though to hopefully feed you the answer.
Yes.
Remember meeting me before? And then they'll always go the watch party for UMFSU and right the watch party for UMFSU.
Yes. Yes.
Launch it up there. Let them fill in the blank.
I think my space isn't long enough because it always ends up me saying something dumb. But Delaware Chicken Farm, right? No, I've never been there.
Just launch into a commercial?
Go straight in hell.
So the Miami Dolphins, we got sidetracked with the candy bars there. But the Miami Dolphins, I had read you around 2:45. ESPN's got their list of offensive arsenals. And the worst offensive arsenal, according to ESPN.com, is the New York Jets. And then right behind them is the Miami Dolphins. Here's what I say to... You know, and I hate to be the downer guy. I like being pie in the sky guy.
Yes.
But there are so many national entities that are talking about they're weak in this area. They're weak in that area. I think an elite quarterback, can overcome personnel deficiencies. But I don't think Ryan Tannehill is that. So now you've got lesser weapons in your offense, and a non-elite quarterback leading it. It just doesn't add up to me. I can't get there.
And with Tannehill, that elite, that's not great Hall of Fame, but that elite quarterback, that above-average quarterback.
Right.
He was there, or if you want to question that, he was getting there in 2016. With
right.
his numbers, with his completion percentage, with his QBR, with everything.
But you're doing out of six seasons, you're taking a sample of 12 games and saying...
But that's the maturation process, yeah. isn't it? It's where he wasn't there. He wasn't that guy in 2012, but in 2016, you started seeing flashes. And coincidentally, 2016 was the first time I believe he had a real coach. I don't believe in Philbin. I don't believe in Sherman. I don't believe in Zach Taylor. I don't believe in Dan Campbell. The first time he had a real coach was the first time I saw those glimpses of above average, good, better than good numbers. So you get that back. And I will be honest, Hawk, it's all going off Tannehill coming back. Brock Osweiler's not leading these guys. Brock Osweiler can't make Brandon Albert's name mean something in the league. Brock Osweiler can't make Danny Amendola. Mike Gesicki, he can't do it. And David Fayers, I don't believe in him either. Tannehill gets back. So you're right. You have, I wouldn't say lesser pieces. I would say less known pieces. But that belief in the quarterback we have is where I put it over the edge. Tannehill and Gase together, they can figure out a way to work these pieces. An unproven tight end, unproven slot receiver, unproven guys. They can find a way to work it out. But I'm going under the assumption Tannehill gets right where he was before his knee surgeries.
But if you're not – and see, here's the disconnect between me and texters sometimes. It's not that I do not think Ryan Tannehill's a good quarterback, because I do. I think he's a good quarterback. But I think he's kind of at that point of being is what he is. Sixth season, like, is what he is. And so if you're of that opinion, then you can't believe that he can overcome any of the deficiencies because you've got what you've got when it comes to Ryan Tannehill. There's quarterbacks that, you know, if Ryan Tannehill, if you lost him, there's quarterbacks that would come in and you'd go, man, I miss Tannehill. But conversely, I think there's quarterbacks that you'd come in and you'd go, yeah, this is equivalent or an upgrade from Ryan Tannehill. He's not one of those guys, I don't think, where you'd go, oh, man, if we only realized what we had had. I just don't think he's that guy. Now, was he that guy for 12 games? Yeah,
yes.
He probably was. But I just don't, I just can't get there. I just can't get there. I feel like I'd be doing short shrift to the first five seasons where nothing was going on. It was just, you know, he's a less than 500 winning quarterback. I know he gets sacked a lot, but there's a second side to that story, which is they're not all because of a porous offensive line. A lot of it's because he didn't get away from the sack or held onto the ball too long. So I don't know. I think there's arguments to be made for both sides. But if you don't think he's on the verge of being elite, then you look at the weapons that he's got, and it's a whole bunch of question marks.
And to be honest, that's where I think the argument starts with the Dolphins, where if you're on one side or the other side of the fence, if you really get down into it, it's where you do or don't believe in Ryan Tannehill. Because that's what it is. What, can Albert Wilson catch balls? Yes. Can he be good? Yes. He was a fifth option on Kansas City. Tannehill is going to make him that guy. Now, me, I say if Tannehill gets back and I go off Adam Gase time, because the other ones, I've explained it, I do not believe in those guys. As coaches, Mike Sherman's in the Montreal Alouettes right now, so you can't believe in him. You get back to what you've seen with Gase and Tannehill combination. But if you really think, and you'll say it, Tannehill's one of the best 32 quarterbacks in the world. He could start in the NFL. Mm-hmm. If the Dolphins release him, he's going to get a starting job tomorrow. But you're talking about that top 16, top 12
type guy. I'm talking
about
guys that can overcome a lack of weapons.
And if you don't believe Tannehill's in that top realm, I understand where you're coming from. Hey, Albert Wilson, he was catching 100 balls from Tannehill. I mean, Jarvis catching 100 balls. Albert Wilson and Danny's going to step right in there. No, Jarvis was making Tannehill. Tannehill's not good enough. Tannehill didn't make Jarvis.
Right.
If you believe that Tannehill had nothing to do with Jarvis' success, I understand why you don't believe in the Dolphins, because you're putting it on other pieces, where if Tannehill works out, he can make other players play well. But now if other players play well, think about this. You're going to give them the credit. So if you give other players the credit for their success, you'll give nothing to Tannehill. But if they play well, Tannehill has to be attached to it. So it's that. I think that is a deciding factor when you look at the season. It's belief in Ryan Tannehill. I would say Gase and Tannehill combined, because I'm with you. I was not impressed the first 4 years. I saw flashes, but I didn't see consistency. 12 games, him and Tannehill, 2016, Tannehill and Gase, I saw consistency. I saw 70%, 93 QBR. I saw all the numbers you need to be a great quarterback. But then he hurt his knee. And then he made the worst decision, I believe, in 10 years of Dolphin football by not having that surgery as soon as he hurt his knee.
Yep.
So that put him another year behind. So now he's 20 games out of your sight. So if you had questions about him and now you haven't seen him for a year and a quarter, you're really going to question him. I think that's the deciding factor on the Dolphins. And to your point about the national media, they have given up on Ryan Tannehill.
Yes.
They're going on the big picture 6 years. I've seen what he is. I've seen what he can do. And they've given up on Tannehill. I haven't. I can be wrong. That's a part of this show. We always talk about it. If we're wrong, we'll come back and say it. I believe Gase and Tannehill combination will fall right back into where he was. If I'm wrong, I'll admit it the second I see it.
People are asking, by the way, via text. You can always text the show, Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line, 56022. People are asking, what is the offensive arsenal rankings? Like I've told you, the Jets and the Dolphins. The best offensive arsenal, according to ESPN, is the Kansas City Chiefs. And if you missed in the 2 o'clock hour, this has nothing to do with the quarterback, the offensive line, or the scheme. So this is really weapons. You're talking about receivers, tight ends, running backs, with the majority of the emphasis being put on receivers.
I'm with KC.
Giants are number two. New York Giants. Odell, obviously.
This is the thing with Saquon Barkley, where they're making him an all-pro running back already. He should be good. Everything's pointing for him to be good, but he could be garbage.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why even these rankings, like Saquon's, okay, let's see. Odell, I got you. They have some weapons on the outside. Sterling Shepard's still there, but yes. I don't know if Saquon's going to be what we're building him up to be right now. Yes, he run hard in college, and yes, he lifts a lot of weights. I seen him deadlift 400 pounds and then jump on a 40-inch box. That's not running against NFL linebackers and safety. So I got to see a guy play before I give him, he's a great player.
Number three is the Atlanta Falcons. Number four, Pittsburgh Steelers. Julio Jones.
They got Julio Jones.
But
that's it.
Anytime you've got Julio, like to me, anytime you've got Odell Beckham, anytime you've got Julio Jones, right?
Your receiving core is just.
Steelers are number four, same reason.
But couldn't you say that about the Cowboys with Zeke?
Yeah, but I think last season was a little bit of an off season for him, though, wasn't it?
Well, he was suspended for maybe half of it.
Yeah, so it's like hard to say.
And Saquon hasn't played a game.
But again, most emphasis on this was given to receivers. Emphasis. Remember, if you remember the parameters at the beginning of it. So to me, if you've got one of the top three receivers, you've got to be in the top five, say, at least. Pittsburgh Steelers, number four. Vikings, number five. Even the Vikings didn't expect Adam Thielen to turn into one of the most productive wideouts in the NFL, given that they offered Alshon Jeffrey a multi-year deal that would have consigned Thielen to a role in the slot. Jeffrey is obviously happy with the choice he made in free agency, but the Vikings ended up with one of the biggest bargains in football. He finished fifth in receiving yards. The only wideout duo to top Thielen and Stephon Diggs in receiving was Antonio Brown and Juju Smith-Schuster.
And they have Diggs as well.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Diggs and Thielen. Ah, that surprises me.
Number six is the Rams.
They're good.
Seven is the Eagles.
The Rams' defense is better than their offense, and the offense is seven for weapons. The Rams are going to do something this year.
Eight, a lot of people want to know where the Patriots were. Patriots are number eight, according to ESPN.com. Patriots finished number one in these rankings last year, thanks to a combination of top-level talent with unmatched depth. Those extra players come in handy when the Pats lost Julian Edelman before the year and Chris Hogan for half the season. The Pats have also taken quite a hit this offseason with Brandon Cooks and Danny Amendola leaving and being replaced on the roster by the combination of Jordan Matthews and Cordarrelle Patterson. Anytime you have Tom Brady, though, and I know that they've tried to discount the quarterback in this ranking, though, you can't really do it when Tom Brady's the quarterback. I would imagine Green Bay is going to be up there, too, and they lost their receiver.
They have Sony Michel, James White in the backfield still.
Aren't great running backs.
But they, you know, I think I'm terrified of Sony Michel coming down to play the Dolphins. In South Florida, I'm terrified of him. But I think in that scheme, Sony Michel can be something. But I think for them to say it doesn't matter about the quarterback, you can't really take that out of consideration.
You can't.
Because who's throwing them the ball? You try to, yes. Because Cordarrelle Patterson is not moving anybody's bars as a receiver.
Tom Brady, though, is going to make any receiver.
Cordarrelle Patterson is going to have 12 touchdowns this year because of Brady. But when he was with other teams, he wasn't doing that. So, yes, I see what you're saying. But the Patriots to be number eight, you have to think about the other weapons, the other offensive.
Chicago Bears are number nine. That's pretty high.
They got
who's the number one receiver?
Number one receiver.
He bought Meredith. Meredith balled.
Cameron Meredith.
He balled a couple years. Oh, he balled last
Their
year.
Their running backs are. It was Jordan Howard and
that little bitty fella.
Tariq Cohen.
Yeah. But they can't take the quarterback into consideration there because.
Was it
Trubisky was not. Did you watch any good football out of him?
Nah, he was okay.
Yeah.
And they signed Allen Robinson.
Allen Robinson, that's where it is.
I was going to say, you need some more name than what they got.
Chargers are number 10. Dolphins are 31. According to ESPN, Dolphins are 31st most potent offense out of 32 offenses. Maybe you could post that on the Facebook page. That,
No, leave it off.
That article. You can go to the WQAM Facebook page. By the way, we give you a chance every hour at winning $1,000. I give you the code word at the top of the hour. But I can give it to you at the bottom of the hour as well, just to make sure that you try to win.
Are you talking sexy?
Avocado. Text me avocado.
Oh, no, don't wink at me now.
Avocado. Text the word avocado to 72881.
What weirds me out? When I say try to be stop trying to be sexy, you get more weird than sexy. Like, you saying that whole thing you did was sexy, right? That turns people
avocado.
On?
Avocado. You like your avocado on toast? Spread some avocado on toast for you.
Listen, just as your homeboy, that's not sexy, bro.
Okay.
It's not. It's not. Women don't want that.
All right.
I know.
Okay. I hear you. Just look at me.
I don't want to look at you. It's your little eyebrow motions.
Mm-hmm.
You're too facey.
Text the word avocado to 72881. We'll be back. Radio.com.
Radio.com.
It's like my avocado voice.
We love. We shared love.
I know all these songs.
This is what I feel like I sound like when I say avocado.
Nothing like it.
No, he does. He does.
I think I do.
He's close, man.
Yeah.
You excited about that? Does that get you going?
Oh, what's that?
Don't put me on
the
spot.
No. You jump on his side. Oh, no, he does sound sexy. I just want to know.
Hey, he said I sound sexy. Move on. Let it go.
Hanging think that's how it
over
works.
Your love, baby.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why. Can't get enough avocado, baby.
You're not a talker, huh?
Oh, I think I am.
No, you're more of a sign guy. Like a little wave to the room. You know
I'm
what I'm saying?
Bring in my whiteboard.
Dry erase board, draw pictures. a little Pictionary. But no, you know, you can't try to be sexy with that voice.
Yeah, I'm gonna disagree. We're gonna have to agree to disagree.
Even stuff like that is not sexy.
Uh-huh.
Never mind, because you'll do this all show. Get away
I
from
really
this.
I really could.
It makes me uncomfortable. I can't deal
all
with
all show.
And you start the winking at me and all. I can't deal with it.
Today's a very big anniversary in the world of technology. Valero had direct messaged this to us this morning. So today is what? I got to find the year. On this day, well, two things on this day, right? On this day in 1995, Amazon launched.
It was that long ago?
Now, Amazon, yeah, 95.
Wow.
Now, there's a screen grab of it. I retweeted it this morning. Like, I mean, it's comical the way that it looks. like it's trying to explain to you what to do there. I read something on CNBC over the weekend. I think Amazon, this was staggering, controls something like 60 or 70% of all online commerce. Like, Apple is somewhere like 6 or 7%. Walmart is like 3%.
Amazon is 60?
I think it was higher. It may have been 70,
wow.
75%.
How did that, like?
That's where most people shop online for everything.
Is it deals? Is it marketing? Like, why?
I think it's a combination of both. And it's become very convenient. Like, it just becomes very easy. It knows what you want and boom, one-click shopping and everything. My wife's been doing this now with, like, Walmart. She uses Walmart.com a lot, where if she knows that we need Cheerios and cat food and whatever, mineral water, bloop.
Look at your list. That didn't disgust you? Cheerios, catfish, and mineral water.
Cat food, not catfish. I wouldn't order catfish from Walmart.
Oh, okay. I was like, what kind of list do you make?
We're a little low on catfish.
That's my face turned when you were saying, I'm like, ugh.
You eat catfish? You eat catfish?
No, I grew out of it.
That's like a
cheap.
Cheap.
Yeah, because they're bottom dwellers. They just roll around in mud all day.
I don't think I've ever had catfish. Is it good?
It's fish, but it's just mushy. It's just low-quality fish, really. I eat the hell out of it. I ate it recently. I'm at somebody's house. They got catfish. You can eat it. I hot sauce the hell out of it, though, to get that dirt flavor out.
So on this day, 1995, Amazon launches. And on this day in 2006, Twitter launches. The screen grab that Valero sent of Twitter is unbelievably funny, right? I couldn't even figure out how to use it.
It was different colors. It's green, and it's Twitter with no E. It's just Twitter. That's how it was spelled back then.
Oh, is that true? I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
I'm amazed they came out so long ago. They didn't blow up immediately, obviously. Amazon didn't blow up immediately.
I think a lot of people thought Amazon was going to go the way of, like, pets.com, where, you know, it's like you can't continue to lose money like that, but they've turned into, I mean, they are a behemoth. The article I was reading on CNBC is like, you should start to be scared of any entity that controls that much of a marketplace. And the marketplace isn't a small sector. I'm talking about all online purchasing. Like, it's an unbelievable amount that they control.
And then they get all your information with your buys, and then as soon as it pops up, everything you should want to buy pops up. I don't allow all that online shopping at my house because it discourages purchase if you have to go to the store to get it. Because now you have to
make that extra step.
To go, yeah. If you can just sit at the house and push buy, you waste all your money.
Firmly believe you are correct on that. When you make it so easy, because, you know, Amazon's got these new stores, these brick-and-mortar stores, where it's like convenience stores. But there's no money that changes hands. It's connected to your phone. So you walk in, grab whatever you want, walk out. Period, end of story, that's it. They've got these in a couple of cities now. So you don't see it charged against you, you know, until you look at your bank account that night. But I guarantee you, you will end up walking out of there with stuff. How many times you go, if you end up in like a cafeteria, we visited Zach when he had his baby in the at the hospital. We ate lunch in the hospital cafeteria. If you go to a cafeteria, like if you're at a restaurant, you're not going to order dessert. All of a sudden, it's right there in front of you, and it's a piece of cake or whatever. Now, imagine you walk out. You don't even have to pull your wallet out. You don't have to pull your phone out. Like, you will walk out of this store with more stuff than you planned on walking out of there with.
I've learned this from you because I didn't know why she kept making me get chips. That's why casinos make you get chips, because you look at a $100 bill different than a $100
chip. That is correct. Casinos use chips. People always go, well, why wouldn't you just cut out the middleman? Just bet your cash out there. If you look at your cash and touch your cash, you're less likely to part with your cash. When you are playing with chips, chips.
It's Monopoly now.
I've thought of that. Where I'm in Vegas sometimes, and I've got $200-$300 out on a blackjack table or a craps table on one roll. You know, I got chips over here, chips over there, whatever. And I think to myself, you know, like that's a TiVo. Mm-hmm. Like that's a, you know, whatever. Like you would think so many times before walking out of Best Buy, spending $300-$400. Oh, like it's nothing. But on a craps table, look at that. There's a whole bunch of pretty colored chips out there.
And that's the same thing with the little PayPal and the little phone beepy and all.
Right.
If you see cash or have to put in a code or something, it's a little difficult than just beep, beep. I discourage my wife. She has some of that new age crap. You know, I'm old school. But I discourage her from doing that.
He still gets a live check.
I like to take it to the bank. Put in that little slot. You know what? When I go to Wells Fargo, they don't say, you know how you put the code in and then there's two buttons on. Do you go to ATMs or you just use credit card?
I go to the ATM.
The ATM, my button after I put my code in is deposit.
Really?
The thing I use the most at the ATM is deposit.
Mine comes up with, do you want fast cash? Where you just hit the one button because it knows what you want.
And I
can't even tell you what my fast cash is. You'd fall out of your chair.
$20.
Now, I'm not. No. On the other side, you'd fall out of your chair.
What?
Because if you're going to carry around cash, you might as well have enough to cover whatever you need to cover.
You don't know
when a craps game is going to break out.
I was just going to say, this on a normal Wednesday, you need $600-$700?
On this date in 1995, Amazon launched, and on this date in 2006, Twitter launched. That is a, those are two very important technology birth dates right there.
It's a good day. Let's invent something.
Okay.
What you got?
Delaware.com.
Well, we already got DelawareChicken.com rolling, baby, so you don't have to worry about it. And you can go to DelawareChicken.com if you want to see the menu at Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. They are the best. They're delicious. They have all the best food. They have every selection you can think of, and the prices are amazing. Guys, you got to get to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. I've been down here about 15 years now, pretty much the entire time I've been going to Delaware. I was mad they didn't tell me about it earlier, but I'm going to let you know so you can jump on the bandwagon. We got plenty spaces to come get this delicious food. When you walk in, go get your eggs right there to the right. The prices are crazy on the eggs, and get your fish dip and crab dip. It's right over there. Come around the corner, conch salad, bean salad, potato salad, macaroni salad, then lamb, beef, veal, pork. Then you have your poultry, duck, and turkey. Two different type of lobsters, 15 different type of shrimp, 20 different species of fish, some filleted, some whole, some smoked. And then you come back around to the back. Everything. Escargot, alligator meat, frog legs, venison. You got to go to DelawareChicken.com to see the entire menu. And they're so amazing, they want to save you time, too. Go to DelawareChicken.com. Find exactly what you want, the pounds, the amount you want. Call them at 954-983-6831. That's 954-983-6831. They'll have your order packaged and ready when you get there. Save you time. These prices, like large shrimp, already clean, ready to throw in the pot for $10.99. Turks and Caicos, can't get that libido going, $17.99 a pound. And the Maryland-style crab cakes, they mess with me. Frank Zaffrey and all them, DBJ, they mess with me about my crab cakes. More crab than cake. I love a good crab cake. And Delaware's for $4.59 each are amazing and a great price, guys. Get to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market right now. 441, one block south of Sterling Road. When you get there, tell them Crowder sent you.